God speaks His Word, and the power of God's Word results in the fact that nothing will ever be the same. Things are created, repaired, restored, revived, all because of the power of God's Word. Tony Broom Ministries welcomes you for a message entitled, Words of Creation. This is an exciting word today because it talks about the creative words of our Lord. And the topic is words of creation. Just by speaking the word, God made everything and He caused it to come into existence. Psalms 33 verses 6 through 9. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Just think of that. Just by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Speaking the word, bringing the worlds into existence. We cannot remain silent. We cannot remain sad. We cannot remain cast down and despondent today, because we serve a God who has all power in heaven and earth, who has power to speak this world into existence. He has power to put the waters where they need to be. He has power to put the land where it needs to be. And the psalmist just cries out in praise and thanksgiving to God. He says, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Just by speaking, God brings things into existence. The song said, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. If you got problems right there, you'll have problems all throughout the Bible. You'll have problems with the Bible. If you don't believe that God created everything, then you got a problem to start with. Because man did not evolve from a monkey, did not come from a tadpole and a frog. Even though Sister Mary can sing that song about frog in the hole and the hole in the ground and all this kind of stuff, this you ought to hear her do it. We'll have her do it sometime, but I'm telling you, God didn't make man from all these other things, man and the world. God made everything, not from itself, but He made everything to be just like itself. And the worlds were made by the word of God. He created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Before God spoke anything as we know it, He did like us. He talked to Himself a lot. You know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they talked throughout eternity past. And one day God spoke, and He said, God said, let there be light. And there was light. In the Hebrew, it doesn't have it like the English. The English says, let there be light. And some people take that to say, well, God asked as though He would ask permission. No, God didn't have to ask permission from anybody about anything. God didn't ask permission. He just said, let there be light. But the English says, let there be light. And the Hebrew actually says, light be. So in the original language, God said, light be, and light was. That's the way it happened. Light be. And light was. Just by speaking, light be, light is. In verse 6, God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 9, God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. God just said, waters, get in line. Dry land, appear. Waters went to their place. Dry land appeared. And that's the power of God's word. You get the idea. He spoke the sun and the moon into existence. It didn't tell you everything that He said all the time. In verse 14, sun, be. Moon, be. And it came to pass. marine life, all the sea creatures, those little fishes and great big whales, birds, verse 20, God created them. He spoke them into existence. Land animals, horses, cows, mules, dogs, cats, all the animals, verse 24. And then mankind, verse 26. God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. When he said, let us make man, he just said, make man. Well, who did he say make man to? He says it to the Son, to the Spirit, Elohim. He said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let them have dominion over everything. And we're supposed to have dominion over everything. Everything that swims, flies, crawls, whatever. Man is to have dominion over it. We lost that in Adam, but we gained it in Christ. Thank God he's given us that dominion, and we will rule and reign with him one day. So God made man in his image, after his likeness. The image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Just by speaking the word. And Genesis 2 tells us that God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Just the power of the creative word of God. Words of creation. That's what we're talking about. The words of creation. Words of creation are so powerful. Isaiah chapter 55, 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Sometimes it seems like we'll never get an answer. Sometimes we'll seem like we'll never get out of the condition that we're in. We'll never get out of this hole that we done dug ourselves into. But God says, my word shall not return to me void. It will accomplish that which I please. The word that goes forth out of my mouth, it will not return to me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing that I sent it to do. Ezekiel 12, 25. For I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. God promised that he would speak his word. And not only did he speak it just for the fun of it, or just to have something to say, and that's what we do so many times. We just fill air with empty words. God never did that. He said, I will speak, and the word that I will speak will come to pass. And God has creative power in the words that he says. Jesus finds himself in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. And he pulled out all the stops against him, just like he's doing against the child of God and the church of God right now. He's pulling out everything that he knows to do. And he's about to get to the end of his rope because his days are so short. Matthew 4:4. What Jesus did against the evil one is what you and I have to do. He didn't say, you get out of here, I'm the Son of God, I'm going to hit you between the eyes. He didn't say any of that. He could have just destroyed him right there. But he used the power of God's word, words of creation. And of course, he didn't create anything here, but the same creative word has the power to create and to destroy, and it has the power to come against the evil one. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus overthrew Satan and defeated him by the words of God, the same creative power of the word of God that was from the very beginning. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. There was a centurion who had a servant who was sick, and they sent to Jesus and said, this centurion has this sick servant. He's about to die. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. But the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Listen to what Jesus said. Speak the word only. And this servant said to Jesus, the centurion said to Jesus about his servant, I know that you can heal my servant. I know you can come and heal him, but I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Just speak the word only, and my servant will be well. Just the power to speak the word will cause healing to come. In Mark chapter 2, they bring this paralyzed man. No way they could get to Jesus. And so they had to go up on the roof and get there where the Lord was. Break up the roof so they could let him down through the house, through the roof with his bed, letting down this man into the midst where Jesus was. So it wasn't on the house top, click, click, click. It was on the rooftop, boom, bam, boom. Wop-bop-bop-bop-bamboo. They thought they were the first one to make that song, but it was really made way back then. And here comes this man, pew, trapeze, down in the midst where Jesus was. There he is. And when Jesus saw their faith, Mark 2:5, when he saw their faith, you say, yeah, that was that faith of those four men carrying him. Yeah, but it was also that faith of that sick man. Are you going to let somebody carry you up on top of the house unless you don't have any faith? Are you crazy one? They had faith. All of them did. Not just four of them, but five. The sick man, he couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. He was paralyzed, but he had faith. He had faith enough to allow them to carry him up on top of the house and to bring him into the place where Jesus was. He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Immediately, Jesus spoke to him and said, your sins are forgiven. He didn't say you're healed right then. He said your sins are forgiven. Just by speaking the word, and this is God the Son, just by speaking the words of forgiveness, this man was immediately forgiven of all of his sins. And that's what happened to every one of us. Jesus spoke the word. When we came to him, we said, Lord, save me. Have mercy on me as a sinner. Whatever words you did in the church, by your bedside, wherever you were, you came to the Lord, and he said, you're forgiven. Just in a moment, you're forgiven. You don't have to wait 10 years. You don't have to go to the bank and get a bunch of money. He said, you're forgiven. Well, the Pharisees and scribes, they had problems about it. Who is this man? He's a blasphemer. How to dare him to speak words like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And Jesus said, well, which one is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and be healed? Verse 10 through 12, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. In other words, we ain't never seen nothing like this. Because just by speaking the word, just by Jesus speaking the word, his sins were forgiven, and that's the biggest thing. If your sins can be forgiven by the creative words of God, by the words of creation, the creative power of the word of God, if your sins can be forgiven by that word, then everything else is a piece of cake. Your healing, your deliverance, your sanctification, everything else you need is a piece of cake because you can be forgiven. And when he speaks those words into your life and heart, immediately you're forgiven. We never saw anything like this. And when he spoke to this man, he said, be healed, rise up and get your bed and go your way. And immediately he was healed because of the words of creation, because of the power of God's word. Mark 11:23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Dynamite power of God's word. And now God is saying to us, look, I have spoken creation. I have spoken healing. And now I'm going back to heaven. Jesus was saying, I'm paraphrasing, putting words in his mouth perhaps, but he wants me to tell you today, I'm going back to heaven. Now it's up to you to speak the word. He said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So Jesus tells us, look, you speak the word. I've spoken it. I've showed you how. And now you speak the word. Speak the word, the creative word, whatever you need today. And God will back it up because it's his word. I digress here to tell you that a little boy said to his mama, Mama, why in the world does Paul Harvey always say page 2? Page 3, Hebrews 1:3. God spoke to the fathers, time passed through the prophets. He used similitudes, he used all kinds of things. And God, who in sundry times and diverse manners spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who, being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. God speaks the power of His Word through the Son. He created all things. By Him, Jesus, were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And John tells us that He is the Word. The Word was in the beginning was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus is the express image of the Father's person. He being the brightness of His glory and the express or very image of His person. He upholds all things by the word of His power. He keeps this earth up. He keeps everything going. He keeps it going and upholds it by the word of His power. God the Father, yes, but God the Son. Jesus had all power, all exousia, all authority in heaven and earth is committed and given unto me. He had by Himself purged our sins. He victoriously rose from the dead and sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. And in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now the last part of that verse said that things which are seen, the things that you can look around and see right now, they were not made of things which do appear. In other words, man didn't evolve from something else, as I've said before. We were not evolved, we are devolved, and we are becoming worse and worse as we go along. But we were not evoluted. We have been polluted, but we were not evoluted, we were created. We understand through faith, and you have to have faith and use faith to understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. They were not made of other things. Jesus spoke those things, and God the Father, God the Spirit, moving there on the face of the waters, all three persons of the Godhead were involved in creation, or involved in our salvation, involved in sanctification, involved in every experience of your Christian life. God sends you the Holy Spirit. He's with you right now. He's there in the room with you where you are. The Holy Spirit, you're never alone. He's right there with you. So all things were created and were spoken into existence by the power of His Word. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. The words that He speaks are not just words written on stone. It's not just words written on paper. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. They are spirit. They have Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost words. They're spirit and they are life. The words that He speaks gives life. Psalms 119:89. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Now that verse said there was never a time when God's word was not. Even before He gave it to Moses, even before He spoke to Abraham, even before He created Adam, the word of God was always. And when eternity future keeps going on and on and on forever, His word will still be. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my word will not pass away. Psalm 119:89. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. There's never a time, and there never will be a time, when God's word is not and is settled in heaven. You can't change it. You can try to add to it. You can try to take away from it, but you can never change it. God has already provided everything we will ever need. Salvation, healing, deliverance, sustenance, our daily bread. He's already provided everything we'll ever need. Let Him speak the words of creation that will bring forth the creative power, and with creative power, the answer and miracle you need today. Say, just like the Virgin Mary did when she was told she would bring forth and give birth to the Christ child. She said, be it unto me according to Thy word. And that's what you and I have to do. We have to say, be it unto me according to Your word. God, let Your word come to pass in my life. I'm not just saying it just because a Pentecostal preacher told me to say it, just because somebody said, say it over and over and over. That's not what it is. It's not how many times you say something. It's because it's based on God's word who said it to start with. God said, let there be light. God said, let the dry land appear. God said, let our Lord Jesus Christ come forth from the dead. When God spoke, He came out of that grave. And that's the way that it'll happen to every one of us. When God speaks, we'll come together. Every one of us will come from where we are. You may be ashes on the beach, like my precious mama is right now. You may be in a grave somewhere in Russia or in Iran or somewhere in Israel or America, Jerusalem, wherever it may be. God will bring it together. God will bring it and make it come to pass. He said all that are in the graves will hear his voice and will come forth, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting condemnation and damnation. Jesus has a power to speak into your life today. All of us are looking for better days, and better days are yet to come. How do I know? Well, because the best is yet to come. We're already winners. We're more than wieners. We're winners. We read the back of the book, and we win. Jesus said, I'll come and get you and take you to that place to be with me where I am. There you may be also. He gives us the words of creation. And I'm glad today these words of creation still live. His word is alive. The words I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. That's why when we lay hands on the sick, we can expect them to recover because God has the power to do it. We can lay hands on ourselves and expect ourselves to recover because we're speaking the power of God's word. We can witness to someone and expect them to hear the gospel, and whether they get saved or not, the choice is theirs, but they have a right, they have a choice to be saved. How can we know that the gospel does any good? Because it's the power of God's word. My word will live forever. The word of the Lord lives and abides forever. Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to share this word with your people today, wherever we are, in our homes and our places. I pray, dear God, that you'd bring us together as one, that the power of the creative words of God reach this world for Jesus Christ today. Salvation, healing, whatever we need, creative power of your word, touch everyone in Jesus' name. Amen. You have been listening to a message from God's Word entitled Words of Creation. Make sure that you have received Christ as your Savior and made Him your Lord. Allow Him to speak the power of His Word into your heart and life today. Your life will never be the same. This has been a production of Tony Broome Ministries.